trick Moran into forging a signature? Didn't you trick the bank into giving you a loan? Using someone else's deed? Isn't it true that you've been bailed out of jail? How much longer do you plan on hiding the garbage you've done? Well, think about it. You'll have to go to jail sooner or later, won't you?
You traitor! Let go of me!
Did you hear what he said?
Let go of me!
Pay! I swear you'll pay!
Bring the flowers down a bit. It's covering your face.
What a pity. I wish Mehdi and Paristu were here too.
I don't know why you keep on insisting that they come.
Well, she's my first daughter-in-law. She should be here. Otherwise, they'll think we've got problems.
Well, I'll call her in front of them, and you can talk and laugh on the phone with her so they'll know you're friends.
Stop joking around.
Why are you laughing like that? Don't laugh like that when we go inside.
Hello.
Hello,
nice to see
how
you.
Are you?
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
Come in. It's so nice to see you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Faramand.
Ah, how are you, Merson? Come in, come in, dear boy, come in. How are
good,
you?
Good, thanks.
It's great
come
to
in.
See you.
How
hello
are
there.
You?
Hello, that's it's great. Nice
how
to see you.
Hello.
Come on in, come,
come
on in.
In. Thank you.
You've got to provide her with a similar home to this. Can you do it?
But, Mum, didn't you used to say that these things don't make people happy? Or was that just directed at me?
All right, let's see if you can start a fight now, then, eh?
Shh. It's really great
hello,
to
there.
See you. Please sit down.
Down.
Go on, sit
please
down.
Sit down.
Thank
it's
you.
Come on,
lovely. Thank you.
Please, help yourself to some fruit.
Thank you.
So what's been happening with you, Mohsen?
Nothing much. We're all waiting for the market to turn around, but no such luck yet.
Nothing will happen till the sanctions are lifted, will it? No, nothing at all.
The sanctions have had some effect on the market, but we shouldn't just sit around and wait for them to be lifted.
No, no one's sitting around. But all the guys in the bazaar are trying to make ends meet somehow, you
that's
know?
Right.
But no matter which door you try to open, they're all closed. They've taken away all our options.
I believe we should work in a way so we don't depend on anyone. It's the only way.
Yes, you're right. It's the only way.
Manufacturers should be supported, though. The banks should give out loans more easily. They shouldn't charge such high interest rates. Otherwise, manufacturers won't be able to survive with all the pressure that's being placed upon them.
Oh, dear.
That must be Bahar. Excuse me for a moment, please.
It's Bahar, my eldest daughter. Please excuse
no
me.
No worries.
You see what Mehdi's done?
Okay, Mom, it doesn't matter. We'll force him to come next time, okay?
How can you say it doesn't matter? They've told their son-in-law to come, but my eldest son isn't here.
How's my little boy? Come on. Please sit down. Please, please sit down.
Hello.
Come in.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, pleased to meet you.
How are
thank
you?
How's it going?
Nice to meet you.
Too. Yeah, please,
please
sit down.
Please sit down.
Thank
sit down.
You.
Mojtabar is our son-in-law.
I met him once before at one of the parties you hosted. Didn't your wife come with you?
Yes, she did. She'll be with you soon.
He won't go anywhere without his wife. Bahar will be here soon.
Well, my daughter-in-law has just given birth, and so, well, she wasn't able to come with us.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
They're here quite early.
Yeah.
How many of them are here?
I don't know. Didn't you see them?
I came straight into your room.
Hey, where are you going?
I should go. It's rude. Let me go say hi to them at least.
Oh, hey, Bahar. Why are you in here? Let's go and say
okay,
hi.
Okay, I came to put my bag in here.
Mom, how many of them are there?
There are four of them. Mehran, his mum, dad, and the girl with them is his sister, right?
I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, it must be Manoush. She's changed a lot.
Mom, did you tell Efat to come and serve the guests?
There's no need for that. They're only here for tea. Nazanin will serve them. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Bita. Hey, Bita. Mehran's here to propose to Nazanin.
Hello.
Nazanin, why are you still in here? Come and serve some tea. Everyone's waiting.
Mum, I already told you I don't like doing that.
What do you mean? Why don't you want to come outside?
Yeah, I'll come out there and sit in a corner.
What?
Mum, I've told you 1,000 times that I hate doing that. I hate serving tea to people.
I won't have any of it. Bring the tea and stop acting like a spoiled brat.
You really want to marry him, do you?
If I didn't, they wouldn't be here right now.
How did you manage to convince Dad?
There was actually no need for me to convince Dad. He was the one who insisted we get things done as soon as possible.
You mean you actually told Dad?
What?
That this guy's a criminal.
What are you talking about? Who says he's a criminal?
You mean you really don't know?
What don't I know, Beta?
The fact that Moran committed bank fraud. And how he forged his brother's signature. Didn't you know?
Stop talking rubbish to me, Beta.
I swear to God, I'm telling the truth. All his friends were at each other's throats today in college. Who was that guy? Siavash Rihai? He was in a fight with one of his friends, and the guy was shouting loudly, saying Siavash and Moran are both going to jail.
Do you have to believe anything that anyone tells you and come here and tell me?
Rihai didn't deny anything. He just beat him up and told the guy he's a traitor. If Moran hasn't told you yet, then he's a real jerk.
The good old days. You used to be so naughty when you were a kid.
The good old days.
You've grown up a lot since I last saw you, Manoush.
Thank you.
I remember you in your school uniform.
Excuse me, isn't Nazanin going to come out so we can see her?
She will. She's just about to pour some tea. She'll be with us
all
soon.
Right.
So, Mohsen, how's Mehdi doing?
He's all right. He's busy.
Were they able to arrest the guy?
No. He's not in Iran. We heard he's gone to Turkey.
Oh, dear. If you follow up the case, Interpol will return him to the country, you know?
What can I say?
Come on, now. Have some, darling.
Did he say Moran was in jail or that he's going to jail?
He said Moran's been bailed out, but sooner or later he'll have to go to jail. Nazanin, that guy might have been talking nonsense. You might be right.
He told me that he had received a loan from the bank. And just a few days ago, he suddenly came and told me that he's going to go out of town for work. And we won't see each other for a year. He probably made that story up because of the time he's predicting he'll spend in jail.
Really? He's such a jerk.
I can't believe it, Beta. I can't believe that Moran would do such a thing.
Hey, tell me. I don't get it. Are you telling me that his family came here to propose for him despite knowing about his story?
I don't know. I don't think they're the type to do that.
Nazanin, you should go and humiliate him in front of everyone right now.
No, Beta. I don't want anyone to find out anything.
Why not? That's what he deserves for betraying you like this, honey.
I don't want to humiliate him in front of his family.
You're such a goody-two-shoes. Hey, hang on. Don't tell me you still love him. Tell me, yeah?
Beta, please don't tell anyone anything, please.
Why are you still sitting here? Come on, darling, they're all waiting for you.
Mom, please go and tell them I'm not feeling well. I can't come out there now.
Okay, fine. Go and sit out there. I'll bring the tea myself.
I can't come, Mother.
Why not? What's happened?
Nothing.
Go tell them I've changed my mind.
Go and say hi, Nazanin. You can't just play around with people's time.
Mom, please. For the love of God, please go out there and tell them I don't plan on getting married anymore, okay?
But why, sweetheart? Don't I have the right to know what happened?
It's nothing. I just don't love him anymore.
But now, that they've come to our house...
Mother, please. Please, won't you go tell them? I want you to go tell them right now, please.
All right, fine, sweetheart. It's not right like this. Come out and I'll tell them you said no over the phone. I'll explain later.
I can't do it, Mother. I can't do it.
Did you say something to her?
What's it to me? You've gotten used to blaming me for everything. For God's sake.
Look at me, darling. Tell me what happened. You were looking forward to this so much. Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Amir Hussein's grown up a lot. The last time I saw him, he was only a baby.
That's right. He is becoming a man, Mrs. Faramund.
Have you started your new job yet?
Yes, I have, yes.
Hey, Mawson, seems like this one has no interest in the family business.
Yes, he's a real rebel, that one. He's more interested in the import-export business.
That's great.
We might be able to start talking as soon as Nazanin comes in.
Yeah, I don't know why she's taking so long. Excuse me just for a moment.
Trading business is a particularly profitable business, although I have heard that importing goods is a bit hard at the moment. Mehran, have you had any trouble importing goods lately?
What?
Sorry, maybe you didn't hear me. I said, have you had any trouble importing anything lately?
Excuse me for a moment. Hello?
Why do you keep rejecting my calls?
Hey, Sivash, I'm busy at the moment. I'll call you later. Goodbye.
Wait.
Mojtaba asked you a question.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you asked me.
Oh, it's fine. It's all right. I was just saying that I've heard that they're being really strict when handing out permits for imports at the moment. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know exactly, but that's what I've heard too.
Well, there's no point talking about work right now. Maran's mind is in another place.
Yes.
Excuse me. Sit here, darling.
I'll be back in a moment. What's going on?
Why did you two get up?
Mom, it's embarrassing. Why won't you come out there? You have left us all alone with them. We've got nothing to say to these people.
I don't know what's happened. She won't come out.
But why not?
I don't know. She just keeps saying she won't come.
I'm glad Parastu didn't come with us. Otherwise, I'd feel so embarrassed in front of her.
Mum, please stop picking on him. Mehran, don't worry too much. Who cares if she doesn't come?
Why would she not come? She's probably getting ready. She'll be here soon.
Don't worry, son. There's no need to worry. She might be having a problem.
Why do they invite guests over if they've got a problem?
Mum, even if they don't have any problems, you'll be creating problems for them with your behaviour.
Am I being rude here or them? Don't say anything.
Can you please stop arguing with me?
Go and talk to them and keep them busy. And I'll go and see whether Yusuf can perhaps convince her to come out of her room.
Okay, okay.
Just keep them busy
yes,
in the meantime.
Thank you. Come on, Mom.
Is something the matter?
No. No, really, it's nothing.
Please, Dad, stop insisting on it.
It's all right, it's okay. Should I just tell them to leave?
Yes. Please tell them to leave now.
You can't just tell them to leave. It's embarrassing. I swear to God, it's not nice.
Mom, as you can see, she won't come out. What do you suggest we do? It won't be nice if we keep them waiting out there. It'll just be more embarrassing then.
I'm certain that whatever has happened is Beta's fault. I don't know what she's told Nazanin that's made her so upset. Nazanin, come here, sweetie, come here. It's not nice to humiliate Mehran in front of his family like that.
Mom, it must be something that she just can't tell us at the moment.
It's okay, darling. Why are you being so hard on yourself? Your dad will tell them to go and come back some other time.
Hello.
Please, no, sit down. Sit down. I owe you an apology. The thing is, Nazanin isn't feeling very well at the moment.
I'm sorry, Mr. Usley, did something happen?
No, it's nothing. She just isn't able to come out of her room.
It doesn't matter. We'll come by some other time.
Not a problem.
So excuse us. We'll get going then.
But it's not right like this.
No, it's fine. It probably wasn't meant to be. Excuse me.
Goodbye.
Mum, don't be rude. Mrs. Faramund, you should stay.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
Excuse
Goodbye.
Us.
Goodbye.
Mehran. Come on, let's go.
Mr. Usley, please let me know if you need to take her to the hospital.
No, it's no big deal. I'll take her to hospital myself if she needs to go.
Let's go.
Excuse me.
Please forgive me, Mohsen. I didn't know this would happen. I didn't know why she suddenly started feeling unwell. I apologize, I really do.
Don't mention it, it's fine. Please let us know how she's feeling.
Of course I will.
Thank you. See you later.
See you soon.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye. Please
Goodbye,
take
boy.
Care.
Goodbye.
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 Take care.
Bye.
Didn't she tell you what happened?
No, she didn't.
It was really embarrassing.
Didn't Nazanin know that they were going to come and propose?
Yes, she did. She told us herself. How humiliating.
What's wrong, Mehran?
I want to go ask them what happened all of a sudden.
Mehran, come on, let's go. Didn't you hear what they said? She's not feeling well.
She probably saw us from her window and felt sick.
Will you stop fanning the flames, Akram?
Okay, fine. Go then. Go and beg
Mom,
her.
Let's go.
Go and beg her. Go on then.
Mehran, it's not right to go back now. Let's go.
Okay.
Where did he go?
He went to park the car. Akram, please don't say anything to him.
You don't want me to say anything? My life's turned out like this because I haven't said anything.
Come on, Mum, it's not Mehran's fault. Someone else has made a mistake here, and poor Mehran has to pay for it.
Mehran's not poor. He makes people miserable, just like you. This is what you wanted, yes? You just wanted to drag me to their home, humiliate me, and come back. How could I be so stupid? Why is it I let others decide for me? They probably called us and told us to go there just so they could show off their house to us. Isn't that right?
Enough already!
Enough already? So everything is my fault now, is it?
You think people are crazy? You think they called you because they wanted to show you their house? Yusuf, of all people!
I want to ask you a question. Why didn't you just say to them, "Hey, you're the ones who invited us to come here"? Huh? Why didn't you just say that?
He apologized to me over and over again. What was I supposed to say?
You can't get more disrespectful than that. Hey, tell me, why do you think they would drag us there and then treat us like that? You must know the reason. Tell us.
Mom, they told us the reason. She wasn't feeling well, and they apologized about 10 times for it. Besides, they were more upset than we. But whenever you get upset, you can't see anything.
Mind your own business.
Mom, I swear to God, neither Nazna nor her family are the type who like showing off their house to people. She must have been really unwell. Nazanin wouldn't even want an aunt to be upset with her.
You mean to say she was so sick? She was so sick that she couldn't even come out and say hi to us even for a minute. Look, this is what I'm saying. Didn't she think it would be rude? She could have at least come and said hi. Even if her answer was no, she could have at least come and sat next to us and made a bit of conversation with us for a couple of minutes. They think they're educated.
You shouldn't think like that about people, darling. Why should she have to say no? Mehran and Nazanin chose each other. They were not forced.
Okay, let's say you're right. I just want to know something. How come they were all jolly and happy at the beginning? Huh? What happened all of a sudden? Why did she suddenly start feeling so unwell that she couldn't even come and say hi to us? That's what I want to know.
Well, thank goodness you realized they were happy in the beginning. Otherwise, they would have hanged you from the ceiling.
Don't interfere in this, Manoush. Go to your room. Didn't you hear what I said? Go to your room! Akram, I've known Yusuf for many years. You can be sure that they're as upset as we are about what happened.
You're so naive, Mohsen. You're really naive. Yes, call her. Keep calling. Keep calling. Call her over and over again. She doesn't even respect you enough to answer your calls. Mehran, you can rest assured that I'll never set foot in their house again, ever. If you're not going to show any respect for us, at least try and have some respect for yourself.
There. Is that what you wanted?
Mehran! Mehran! Great. Now he thinks I owe him.
The mobile phone you are calling is switched off.
Nazanin.
She's sleeping. Leave her alone. I'll talk to her in the morning. Let's go.
Mm.
Hello?
Hello.
What are you doing here at this time of night?
Can I come in?
Yeah, come in.
Who is it, Mehdi?
It's Mehran. Come in.
Why did he go there? They're ignoring him, he's ignoring us.
He's not ignoring you, Mom. I think he's come here to talk it through with Mehdi.
Oh, dear. That poor Mehdi. He's got his own problems to deal with. He shouldn't have to deal with this as well.
It doesn't matter. That's what brothers are for.
Paris, too. Thank heavens you guys didn't come there.
You should be thanking God that this happened sooner rather than down the line. Imagine she'd changed her mind when you were engaged or married. It would have been a lot harder for you then.
Who says she's changed her mind?
She's changed her mind. The fact she didn't come to see you means she's changed it.
Maybe she really wasn't feeling well. Otherwise, why would she have changed her mind?
Can't you see it's obvious, Mehran? I don't think any girl would want a husband to be in jail at the beginning of their marriage. I told you this the other night as well. It's strange she wanted you to propose to her in this kind of situation. But that she's changed her mind now isn't strange. I know that it's hard, Mehran. But you have to eventually accept what happened, Mehran. Right now, you need to forget about her.
Mehdi, if the same thing had happened to you, would you have forgotten about Paris too? Would you? Would you have forgotten about her? I can't do it either. I will never be able to forget about her.
Forgetting things can sometimes be a blessing from God. Do you remember Hajj Ali Akbar? He loved his mother so much, and he cried a lot during her one-year death anniversary. He was in such a terrible state. Dad went over to comfort him, do you remember? He suddenly turned to Dad and said, "Mohsen, I'm a bad son. 1 year has passed since my mother has died, and I'm still alive." But after that day, he went on to live for another 10 years. That's the way that humans are, my brother. We've got no choice but to forget.
Mehdi?
There you go. We were just talking about her.
Hey, Mehdi.
Thank you, my darling. That's kind. But now's not really the time to be drinking tea, though, is it?
That's all right. How is he?
Not good.
I won't turn the kettle off then, considering the way he's feeling. I doubt he'll sleep tonight.
Yeah, you go to sleep. Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Good night. Hey, Mehran. I think we need to start telling Mom and Dad about what happened to you.
No.
Why not? You'll be having your court hearing soon. We need to prepare them for it.
Maybe please don't tell them.
Mehran, how long do you plan to keep this secret? They'll find out eventually. Do you plan on telling them that you're going to go to Bandar Abbas to work for a year?
No, but let me tell them once I've received my sentence. I won't have to put up with Mom's nagging that way. When she finds out... I'll be in prison.
Drink your tea before it gets cold.
Yeah, thank goodness we found out just in time. Otherwise, Nazi's life would be ruined, Shabnam.
You mean Nazi didn't even come out of her room?
No.
Oh, it must have been such a bummer for the Farman family. So how's Nazi feeling now?
Not good. She keeps crying all the time.
Oh, poor thing. I don't blame her.
Hey, Shabnam, I've got an idea. The best way we can help Nazi get better is by getting Mr. Rusbahani's son to come forward.
What? But how? He had already proposed to her, and Nazi had said no, didn't she?
That was before she knew about what Mehran had done.
Nazanin might just change her mind now.
Yeah, well, it's not such a bad idea, you know.
We need to do something so Mehran finds out.
What for?
Just to teach him a lesson. He needs to know what happens to people who lie to trick girls.
I see.
Shabnam, hold on. Come in. Shabnam, I'll call you later. Oh, Nazanin, your eyes have puffed up after all that crying. Come sit for a minute. I swear to God, that guy's not worth crying over. He'll pay for what he did.
Beta, can you do me a favor, please?
Yes, of course. Anything you want, sweetie.
Can you find Siavash's number for me?
What for?
I want to know whether that guy was telling the truth about Mehran or not.
Didn't you say he told you he got a loan from the bank? Didn't he say he was going to work in Bandar Abbas for a year and couldn't see you? Are you telling me that you're still not sure he was lying?
Not 100%, Beta. Well, because I have to make a decision here. Do I throw away 2 years of my life or... I don't want to make a mistake, okay?
You can be sure that it's not a mistake. Why don't you just call him? I don't think he'll deny it anymore.
I don't want to talk to him. And if he's lied to me before, he can do it again.
I bet Siavash won't tell you the truth either. He'll only be embarrassing himself if he told you the truth.
Please, Beta, I'll get the truth out of him somehow, okay? Just give me his number.
And where am I going to get his number?
I don't know.
I know someone who might have it. But I can't call him right now. It's late. It's inappropriate. I will call him tomorrow and I will get you the number, all right? I promise I'll find it. Okay.
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست. یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست، این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه، آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.